By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning with Madani Channel, another morning of rise and shine, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. MashaAllah, today we have a special topic too, a topic which we have never spoken about before. And I'm just thinking, why? Why have we not spoken about this before? What is it I'm talking about? I can't tell you right now, but inshallah, very, very soon you shall hear more on this. But if it was honestly, inshallah, today, I myself am looking important to it because it is a topic which we don't give much attention to. And inshallah, the mothers, the sisters, the daughters, they shall love it. Everyone. Why? Because it is about, and I'll tell you what it's about. Allahu Akbar, let's can't keep it secret, can I? It is, inshallah, today we shall be hearing, speaking a little about the female companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their sacrifices. And their sacrifices, my dear. And this is beautiful. Why? Because whenever we hear about the companions generally, yes, it's the men who come in, no doubt, because, you know, who's greater than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, and then Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu, and then Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radhiyallahu anhu, and then Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu kareem. You know, these are the greatest of people, so naturally. But then some women names come to mind, but there are many that we don't hear about. There are many Madani viewers of Madani Channel that we don't think about, we don't speak about much. We should be, because these beautiful individuals, these great, really great individuals, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had gone through whether it's difficulties, hardships, suffering, whether they were subjected to torture, Allahu Akbar. But the female companions played a huge role, in Islam, in the spreading of the deen, alhamdulillahi azza. And inshallah, that's something we shall be hearing about today. That's something, my dear viewers, which we do need to be thinking about. And hopefully it is a beautiful message for every single one of us. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillahi azza, our deen, our religion, Islam. And this is what we must remember, that the religion of Islam is perfect and there are boundaries within Islam. But each and every single one of these boundaries is for our benefit. These are things we don't, you see, being human, we just want what is easy for us. Being human, we just want to be, you know, completely free to do anything we may wish. That which is easy, that which is attractive, maybe to other people. We just want to have everything easy, my dear viewers. But alhamdulillah, we are part of a cause, a religion, a beautiful religion, that of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And within this, there are rulings, there are laws, there are principles. And every single one of these principles is for our betterment. If we are to abide by these, we can have a beautiful, a perfect society, inshallah, azza wa jal. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what we must do is, yes, go by the Sharia. Why? Because it is good for us. So enjoy, you know, there's no harm in having, yes, alhamdulillah, there is happiness in deen. There is true happiness, and the best, in fact, happiness, contentment, you can truly find in the deen, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. So we must, inshallah, azza wa jal, yes, enjoy ourselves, but we must never ever forget that whatever we do, it should be in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, you know, you've heard enough from me. Let's begin this morning, inshallah azza jal, by listening to the beautiful tilawat of the glorious Quran. Please do remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, then we must give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. And as well as this, make good intentions. Why? Because the more good intentions you make, the more reward, inshallah azza wa jal, you shall gain. Many viewers, the Quran recitation, along with as well as the Urdu translation, Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru, jo nihayat meherban, rahm wala.
حقيق على أن لا أقول على الله إلا الحق.
مجھے سزاوار یعنی مناسب یہی ہے کہ اللہ پر نہ کہوں مگر سچی بات.
قد جئتكم ببينة من ربكم فأرسل معي بني إسرائيل.
میں تم سب کے پاس تمہارے رب کی طرف سے نشانی لے کر آیا ہوں تو تو بنی اسرائیل کو میرے ساتھ چھوڑ دے.
قال ان كنت جئت بآية فأت بها ان كنت من الصادقين.
بولا اگر تم کوئی نشانی لے کر آئے ہو تو لاؤ اگر سچے ہو.
فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين.
تو موسیٰ نے اپنا عصا ڈال دیا وہ فوراً ایک ظاہر اشدہا ہو گیا.
ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين.
اور اپنا ہاتھ گریبان میں ڈال کر نکالا تو وہ دیکھنے والوں کے سامنے جگمگانے لگا.
قال الملأ من قوم فرعون ان هذا لساحر عليم.
قوم فرعون کے سردار بولے یہ تو ایک علم والا جادوگر ہے.
يريد ان يخرجكم من ارضكم فماذا تأمرون.
تمہیں تمہارے ملک سے نکالا چاہتا ہے تو تمہارا کیا مشورہ ہے؟
قالوا ارجه واخاه وارسل في المدائن حاشرين.
بولے انہیں اور ان کے بھائی کو ٹھہرا اور شہروں میں لوگ جمع کرنے والے بھیج دے.
يأتوك بكل ساحر عليم.
کہ ہر علم والے جادوگر کو تیرے پاس لے آئیں.
وجاء السحرة فرعون قالوا إن لنا لأجرا إن كنا نحن الغالبين.
اور جادوگر فرعون کے پاس آئے بولے کچھ ہمیں انعام ملے گا اگر ہم غالب آئیں.
قال نعم وإنكم لمن المقربين.
بولا ہاں اور اس وقت تم مقرب ہو جاؤ گے.
قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما
بولے اے موسیٰ یا تو آپ ڈالیں یا ہم ڈالنے والے ہوں.
قال ألقوا فلما ألقوا سحروا أعين الناس واسترهبوهم وجاءوا بسحر عظيم.
کہا تم ہی ڈالو جب انہوں نے ڈالا لوگوں کی نگاہوں پر جادو کر دیا اور انہیں ڈرا دیا اور بڑا جادو لائے.
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ الصراط فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون
اور ہم نے موسیٰ کو وحی فرمائی کہ اپنا عصا ڈال تو ناگاہ وہ ان کی بناوٹوں کو نگلنے لگا
فوقع الحق وبطل ما كانوا يعملون
تو حق ثابت ہوا اور ان کا کام باطل ہوا
فغلبوا هنالك وانقلبوا صاغرين
تو یہاں وہ مغلوب پڑے اور ذلیل ہو کر پلٹے
وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحْرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ
اور جادوگر سجدے میں گرا دیے گئے
قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
بولے ہم ایمان لائے جہان کے رب پر
رب موسیٰ وحارون
جو رب ہے موسیٰ اور حارون کا
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلو اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلو اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم and viewers of Monday Night Channel الحمدللہ عز و جل we have just listened to some verses from the glorious Quran, some verses from Surah Al-A'raf. More importantly, my dear viewers, to be able to recite the Quran. Many people, and this is something which is a sad reality, is that we will find that many people have never completed the glorious Quran even once. So what would happen is they would go to the masajid, you know, when we were younger. And yes, it was the same with me too. When I used to go to the masjid where, you know, I would be sent to the masjid, I would first learn the qaida. And yes, I completed eventually after don't know how long, completed the qaida and then going on to the Quran. And then that's it, I was beginning the Quran and then just leaving. And this is what would happen with many people. Why? Because I don't know why some people think that's it. When you go to high school, then that's it. You don't need to. Well, this is how we used to think of it as. Well, you know, in primary school, year 5, year 6, that's it. I don't need to go to mosque now. So that's, I mean, we're not going to mosque now, as if we've learned everything. And so many people, yes, they may have completed the qaida. They've gone on to the Quran and then they leave. Because they've reached this age of maybe 10, 11 or so. And they think, that's it, that's enough. And this is a lesson to parents, that the least you can do, really the least you can do, is get your children to complete the Quran. This is the least I'm saying. Once, under, this is reading to somebody, not just completing it on their own, no. To at least complete the Quran once, under a knowledgeable teacher, somebody who knows the rules properly, somebody who knows the tajweed. Because this is another thing we were lacking, but now, mashallah, in many places, things are much better. Where we used to learn the qaida as if it was the Urdu language, but we used to try to read the Arabic, meaning the Urdu alphabet. We used to learn that rather than the Arabic, my dear viewers. So this was a problem which many people were facing, but now, alhamdulillah, many people are turning towards the Jews. And this is a necessity. This is not something which is extra. And this is how we used to hear of it as, oh, these people are learning the Jews. Wow, they must be on some sort of higher level. No, it's nothing like that. That is the minimum. Differentiating one letter to another letter is minimum. It's a must. It's a necessity. So many of you was learning how to recite the Quran, no doubt, is of utmost importance. But then when we have learned how to recite the Quran, reading it once is definitely a minimum. But then we need to read it on a regular basis. And not only read it, not only just read the Quran, not only just read the Arabic itself, but the translation too. But the commentary too, my dear viewers of Madan Shalom. Alhamdulillah, Azzajal, we have listened to the glorious Quran, mashallah, with the Urdu translation. Let's now move on to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seal of prophethood, my dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. It's impossible for there to be another prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us he is the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of all prophets. Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But if he was a Naj Sharif, is praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more good intentions they make, the more reward there is. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi,
Ya Nabi.
Tera sara Nabi, tafsir hai Quran ki, wal-lail zulfein hai teri, wal-lail zulfein hai teri, wa-shams hai chehra tera,
hai kalam-e-ilahi mein shams o duha. Tere chehra e noor faza ki qasam, qasam e shab e taar mein raaz ye tha ke habib ki zulf e dota ki qasam, hai kalam e ilahi mein shams o duha.
Tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha, ko haq ne jameel kiya, teri khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya, koi tujhsa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq husn o ada ki qasam,
hai kalam e ilahi mein shams o duha, tere chehra e noor faza ki qasam, قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم, ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا.
وہ خدا نے ہے مرتبہ تجھ کو دیا, کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا, نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا, کہ کلام مجید نے کھائی شاہا, تیرے شہر و کلام و بقا کی قسم,
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا, تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم, قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم, ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا.
تیرا مسند ناز ہے عرش بری, راز ہے روح امی, تیرا محرم راز ہے روح امی, تو ہی سرور ہر دو جہاں ہے شاہا, تیرا مثل نہیں ہے خدا کی قسم,
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا, تیرے چہرہ نور فضا کی قسم, قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دوتا کی قسم, ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا.
یہی کہتی ہے بلبل باغ جنا,
رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیان کے رضا کی طرح کوئی سحر بیان نہیں ہند میں واصف شاہ خدا مجھے شوق یہ سب اے رضا کی قسم
ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرائے نور فضا کی قسم قسم میں شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف دو تا کی قسم ہے کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Many viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we've listened to the beautiful Naat Sharif, beautiful Kalam, praise of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Praising the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is in many forms. Yes, one is the Naat Sharif. But my viewers of Madani channel, remember, well, even the Quran itself, as many would say, the Quran, the scholars, the awliya, the ulama, they say that the Quran is a Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a topic we have spoken about previously, inshallah, we can speak about again. But my viewers, yes, there are various forms. But one easy, quick, short form is just a few words. Just Durood Sharif, reciting Durood Sharif, to sing Sallallahu Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, to sing Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. My dear viewers, this constitutes Durood, and Durood meaning Salawat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam, something which we have been ordered within the glorious Quran to do, to praise the beloved Messenger Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Ala Alihi Wasallam. My dear viewers, please try to make this a regular habit. May Allah Ta'ala grant me the ability to inshallah regularly recite the Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Ala Alihi Wasallam. Moving to today's topic, today we have an important topic, today we have a beautiful topic, no doubt about it. My dear viewers, it has been stated, it has been said, it's quite famous, that behind every successful man there is a supporting woman, the spouse, wife, my dear viewers. And this is something which is quite famous. But it is true in many senses. It is true in many ways, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the greatest of all people. But there was a person who aided and helped Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This is today's topic, my dear viewers. Today's topic is the sacrifices of the female companions. Though we think about companions, we think about sacrifices, and we think about, wow, you know, this is what this companion has sacrificed, this is what this companion had been through. But most of the times, we think about the men. Most of the times, we think about men. Yes, and no doubt they are great, you know, we cannot truly justify their true rank or status, my dear viewers. But ignore, maybe, or turn a blind eye. Just don't give much attention to, is a better way of saying. We don't give as much attention to those female companions, those mothers, those sisters, those, you know, yes, those people who were daughters to another. So it could have been the wife, for example, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It could have been mothers, the mothers of some of the companions, the daughters of some of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet's own daughter. Beautiful example, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra. So look, we can, yes, these are the famous ones. So for example, this Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Now Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha had supported Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam from the very beginning Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha had supported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the Ghar Hira, when he went to the mountain which is known as Mount Nur. So the mountain is known as Nur, but the Ghar, the particular cave, is known as Hira, my dear viewers. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went there to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, alone, away from everybody, away from sins, he was given the first revelation. And this had unsettled Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The revelation, my dear viewers, it said if it was to be revealed to a mountain would turn to dust. It will not be able to hold or contain this great, you know, the difficulty, the weight, he can say. It would not be able to handle it. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam would be, yes, granted the revelation, it would affect him physically, meaning it would weaken, it would shaken him. And Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha was the first one, yes, being the wife, but she would always go there, protect him, aid him, help him. She was the first one to place a cloth around him to reassure him, it's okay. And she, from the very beginning, protected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, because Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radhiyallahu anha, she was a noble woman. She was a noble lady. She was a wealthy lady. She was very, very wealthy. And whatever, in whatever way whatsoever, it was possible for her, she aided the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She helped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every way whatsoever, my dear viewers. Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, always supporting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her wealth giving away, her health, all the time. You know, yes, life was made difficult for her, very, very difficult for her. But yet she was ready to sacrifice everything for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. The daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are famous examples, and then inshallah I'm going to go to other examples. The beautiful daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. And you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had other daughters. Every single daughter, no doubt, Allahu Akbar, the dust below their feet is greater than our, you know, our souls, our parents, not just our own, our bodies, our parents too, alhamdulillah. And this is, you know, we take pride in saying this, alhamdulillah, no doubt about it. Every daughter was special and beautiful in their own way. But why was it that Fatima al-Zahra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha is so special, so outstanding? My dear viewers, these are just some famous examples. I'm not out, we can speak about just these individuals themselves. You know, there's so much just to be said about them. Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu anha, you know, the conditions she would be living in, she would be staying in. She would always give away all any money she had, any wealth she had. She sacrificed it, she spent it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But if it was on the day channel, the female companions, they had sacrificed so much for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much so that they were also ready, and many times did even sacrifice their own lives for the deen, for the religion, for Islam, for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Yes, really. And sometimes the actions they performed, the difficulties, the struggles they went through had been a reason and the cause to bring so many others towards Islam. In fact, one famous example is, you know, the greatest of all companions, the greatest from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the greatest of all people, all mankind, after the prophets. So no doubt the prophets are the greatest of all mankind, no doubt about it. But after the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of all is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. And then Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar Farooq. And Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he had spread Islam so much. From the day he was on Madani channel. How is it that Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came towards Islam? Imagine this. Now that individual about whom many historians would say that, you know, if he was to live another 10 years, then he would have conquered the entire world. This is how fast his dominion, you can say, would spread. Very quickly, very fast, my dear viewers. You know, peace would be spreading across, alhamdulillah, across the world. Due to Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great individual. How was it that he came towards the deen? How was it that he embraced Islam? It was thanks to a pious woman, a pious lady of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pious female servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pious companion, female companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. Now this is Hazrat Fatima bint Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Meaning this, the famous Hazrat Fatima to Zahra, who is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is Hazrat Fatima bint Khattab. Now some people may have realized Fatima bint Khattab, Umar ibn Khattab. Does that mean they're brothers and sisters? Yes, they're brothers and sisters. It was due to the sister of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anha. Yes, the sister had accepted Islam first. And what did the sister do? It said that she had married Hazrat Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was at that time an enemy to Islam. He was furious. He had heard about the spreading of Islam, about this person named Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is against the worship of idols. So he says, you know, he's against the religion of my forefathers. I'm going to kill such a person. The scholars say he had his sword in his hand. And then he comes making his way to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, attempting to kill, assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he meets another person on the way. And he says, "Oh Umar, what is it? Where are you going? You look furious. You've got your sword in your hand." He says, "I'm going to kill Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." Now this person himself was a Muslim. But he did not, he was quite, you know, he was afraid. Hazrat Umar is no ordinary person, my dear viewers. He was afraid of Hazrat Umar. So he says to Hazrat Umar, "Okay, but before that, will you not deal with your own siblings, your own household?" Then he's shocked. "What do you mean, my own household? What do you mean, my own sibling?" He says, "Go there and you'll find out." Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he goes to the house of Hazrat Sa'id ibn Zayd and Hazrat Fatima bint Khattab radiallahu anhuma. And he hears these sounds, these voices. Somebody is reciting something. He knocks on the door. When he knocks on the door and he says, "Is it Umar?" They realize it's Umar. As the Khabbab, he hides. They hide the verses of the glorious Quran. They hide the verses of the glorious Quran. And then they allow Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to come in. And when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu does come in, he says, "What was it that you were reciting? What was it that you were reading?" And then he is angry that they have become Muslim, they've accepted Islam. And he said that he beats his brother-in-law. Yes, he beats his brother-in-law. That is Sa'id ibn Zayd. But there's a strong female companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam there too. No, she does not fear. She's, you know, you can say fearless. In a good way, fearless, my dear viewers. Fearless. So she comes in between them. And she stops Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when she comes in between, he strikes her so much so that she's bleeding. She begins to bleed, Marifuz. And then he realizes, wow, what have I just done? This is my sister of the stroke. My sister is bleeding. And what does it Umar radiallahu anhu do? He asks to be able to see, well, you know, what was it that you were reading? But even then she says, no, first you must cleanse yourself. You must purify yourself. Only then can you touch it. Only then can you read it. Allahu Akbar. And many views of the channel, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after having purified himself, he then recites this beautiful scripture, the glorious Quran, and he accepts and he embraces Islam. On the one hand, he was going with his sword in hand to go and attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but then now he is going to accept Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wasallam. This was due to who? This was due to the fearlessness of one great female companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No matter what we say about Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, you know, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu is really just, you know, when you read, when you learn about Hazrat Umar, his greatness, you'd be shocked, you'd be amazed. This was a female companion who, alhamdulillah, due to her, Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu accepts and embraces Islam. Let's move to our daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, surely life is very short. In fact, the present time is the only time which we have in hand. Any hope for having time in the future is nothing but a deception. It is quite possible that we meet our death the next very moment. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, value five things before five other things. The first, he said, is youth before old age. The second, he said, health before illness. The third, he said, wealth before poverty. The fourth, he said, leisure time before being busy. And the last, he said, life before death. Dear viewers of Madani channel, undoubtedly a sick person can better understand the significance of health as compared to a healthy person. Likewise, an extremely busy person knows well the significance of time. Those who have ample free time are not aware of the significance of these precious moments. Value your time and utilize it in the best possible way, refraining from unnecessary talks, useless activities, and useless company of friends. In this way, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will succeed in attaining the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins and make us pious. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madarin channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've just had a short break. You are watching Rise and Shine, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madarin channel, Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم, the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the male companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they were supported by beautiful, great, noble women, Alhamdulillah عز وجل. The female companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had helped, aided, augmented the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم as well as the other companions, and they had played a huge part, a huge role in the spreading of the religion of Islam. And one example, yes, and this is a great example, by the way, meaning this is huge, because the role Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu had played, being from the Ashra Mubashara to being from the Khulafai Rashidun. The role Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu had played, a huge role. But this was thanks to who? Thanks to Hazrat Fatima bint Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allahu Akbar, a great and noble lady. This is one example. But if you use the channel, another example is that of and known as the first martyr, the first female martyr of Islam, Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She herself, her family, they had accepted Islam. They had become Muslims. And Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, remember, it was their, you know, perseverance. It was their perseverance, not giving up, staying strong. Allahu Akbar. It was people like this that spread the deen, that brought people towards Islam. When you see that such a person, this is the state of their belief, how can we ever defeat such people? How can such people ever be defeated? Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, a mother, yes, she's the mother of Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhuma, both of them, because they were both martyred too. Oh, well, the husband, my dear viewers, the father, Hazrat Yasir radiallahu anhu, together with the mother. But the mother was put through such torment, such difficulties. It said that Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now, my dear viewers, I remember just the other day, I was speaking to somebody, and then I began, I'm not sure if it was my own car or somebody else's car, but I placed my hand on the car, and, you know, leaning on the car, and I quickly moved my hand back. Because, you know, these days, we're in the United Kingdom. Heat, how hot does it get? How hot does it get? Where, you know, in other places, you get 50, 60 degrees. Our hot is, what, about 20 degrees? So it was, mashallah, a nice, a sunny day. And it was about 20 or so degrees. So some people would be laughing right now. Some people across, you know, across the world who are watching, depending on where they're watching from, they would be thinking, what you call that hot? This is hot. This is hot for us, 20 or so degrees. But Allahu Akbar. But I think, leaning against, let's just say, a car. And I placed my hand on the car. And when I placed my hand on the car, I pulled it back quickly. Why? Because of how hot it was. And this is the heat of here. 20 or so degrees, my dear viewers. Imagine the heat of the deserts of Arabia. Makkah al-Mukarramah was now a city, but it still really is desert, isn't it? It's in the middle of mountains. Makkah al-Mukarramah, yes, now it's become a city. Now there's so much population there. Now there's so many buildings there. But the heat, Allahu Akbar. So much heat. So hot. Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, in these extreme heat conditions, Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha was made to wear an armor made of iron, heavy armor. It was just the burden of the weight itself. And then in the extreme heat, imagine what that would do to a person. I remember some just dust I'm talking about. I remember some dust, you know, going onto my, touching my feet in about 50 or so degrees, 50 plus degrees it was. It was about 53, 54 degrees. Yes, it was in a desert. And I remember some dust, pieces of dust, maybe due to a little wind. Lucky if you get wind, even if you do get wind, it's hot wind. Or as you're walking, because I was walking in slippers. And I felt like those were burning my foot. Honestly, I felt like these were burning my feet. These are just some examples, my personal. You would also, you know, have realized this yourselves. that by touching something which is very, very hot, the effect it has. Then imagine iron. Imagine it being on your body in the extreme heat. This is what she was made to wear. A armor made of iron in extreme heat. And she was told to denounce Islam, to reject Islam, to give up her belief in Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn towards polytheism, to believing in the idols, worshipping the idols, ma'azallah. But she remained true and she remained strong. And she continued to recite, in fact, the kalima. She continued to recite the kalima. She continued to testify that there is no God other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She continued to say this. She continued to say this. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Abu Jahl, the pharaoh of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Jahl, amongst the greatest enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tortured her in this manner. And then he took a lance. He took a lance and he said to her, now denounce this religion. But she did not. He took this lance and he penetrated. He stabbed, you can say, Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. He stabbed Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha became the first female martyr. What's her name? This is a name we should all know. Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Remember this name. Remember the name of Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and grant us blessings and true faith for her sake, inshallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the impact she had on her own family, on others around her. Why? Due to her having strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine the things that Abu Jahl and these people would have went through just to torture them. But they could never defeat them. Why? Because their faith was so strong. This is something we are really lacking. Honestly, I can't say, act as if no, my faith is strong. Allahu alam, the reality of every individual. But really it is something we are lacking. Because we are more worried about the world. We are more worried about earning money. We are, you know, about the worldly things, let's just say. We are just so much worried about worldly things that we forget about our faith, we forget about our deen. We make compromises. This is the first thing, isn't it? We'll make compromises in our deen. And then we'll make compromises in our aqeedah. And then a time will come when we leave our religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have a documentary of one of the departments of Dawat-e-Islami. Let's see, inshallah, which department of Dawat-e-Islami we shall be hearing and learning about today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
My dear viewers, today we're going to talk about your Dawat-e-Islami. And the more you get to know about this beautiful organization of Dawat-e-Islami, the more you learn to respect it and love it. So I request all of our viewers to give a few moments of your time and watch this beautiful presentation on your Dawat-e-Islami. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami established such a department that produces Islamic scholars. 1,319 branches of Jamaat al-Madina have been founded on the national and international levels. And more than 107,000 male and female students are currently enrolled on these courses. And you would also be pleased to know that alhamdulillah, around 20,000 students have completed this Dars e Nizami's course, and they, in the majority of the cases, are now serving the deen. You can say that your Dawat-e-Islami has provided thousands of Islamic scholars to the Ummah. And it does this every single year. The branches of Jamaatul Madina are not only restricted to Pakistan, but alhamdulillah are all around the world, such as in Nepal, Bangladesh, UK, Kenya, South Africa, Sri Lanka, the USA, Mozambique, Mauritius, Hong Kong, Canada, Spain, India, Malawi, Uganda, Tanzania, Italy as well. Madrasatul Madina. If we talk about January 2023, then there are 6,478 madaris of Dawat Islami. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, there are over 288,000 students who are getting the education of the Quran free of charge. Over 101,000 wafas have been created. Allahu Akbar. And 338,000 children approximately have completed the Nazar al-Quran. Thus it can be said that 440,000 children have completed Hifz and Nazar education of the Quran through your Madrasatul Madina. Again, not just in Pakistan, we see that branches are taking place in Sri Lanka, Oman, Malawi, Zimbabwe, Norway, the UK, South Africa, Hong Kong, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Nigeria, Italy, the USA, Indonesia, Australia, Bahrain, Mauritius, Mozambique, Sudan, India, and Spain. Fezzan Online Academy. A department of Dawat Islami is offering around 30 online courses. More than 21,000 students are getting religious knowledge. They're online from around 79 countries. Our teachers are Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters and are teaching them the knowledge of the deen, the knowledge of Islam. Your Dawat Islami started building masajid all over the world. Right now, our performance is that Dawat Islami is building approximately 600 masajid every year. That is approximately 2 masajid every single day of the year. Somewhere plots have been bought, somewhere buildings have been bought, somewhere construction is being done, other places the inauguration of the masjids are taking place. Allahu Akbar. Dawat Islami has established an Islamic schooling system, Darul Madina. Darul Madina has two beautiful departments. One is Darul Madina, the Islamic schooling system, and the second is Fezzan Islamic school system. You'll be delighted to know that along with Darul Madina, the Fezzan Islamic schooling system was especially established for the children of poor areas, so they also get the religious and worldly studies at a nominal fee. Right now, alhamdulillah, we have established almost 142 campuses all over the country and abroad, of which 98 are in Pakistan and 44 are overseas. Alhamdulillah, more than 34,000 students are getting religious and worldly education in our school system. Darul Madina Islamic College has also been established. And inshallah, Azawajal, Darul Madina Islamic University will also be established soon. Your Dawat Islami has launched its channel. In addition to Urdu Madri channel, when we receive the demand that our new generations of people in the Western world do not understand Urdu, English Madani channel was also launched. Upon the wish of our Bengali Muslims, another Madani channel was launched in the language of Bengali as well. And you will also be pleased to know that in Pakistan, studios for Urdu Madani channel were present, but alhamdulillah, in the UK, studios for English Madani channel were set up as well. Studios were set up in South Africa so that the natives will record their videos and send those to us so that they will be trained in their own language as well. Then Madani Channel Kids was also launched. Many hour transmissions are presented daily on Madani Channel specifically for the children, in which they are being trained according to their psychology. There are a large number of our children watch cartoons, and through these cartoons, the manners were also being ruined. Again, Dawat Islami took it upon themselves to start these cartoons so that the children can also be appealed by watching these cartoons, but it can also learn the deen as well. Dawat Islami has also created a social media department as well. And through this social media department, you'll be pleased to know that on YouTube alone, we have 28 YouTube channels, more than 50 Facebook pages, 9 Instagram accounts, and 8 Twitter accounts. And on these, Islamic knowledge is being spread. The teachings of the religion of Islam are being presented in a quite a unique way according to the requirements of social media. You'll be surprised to know that at this time, nearly 45 million followers and subscribers are present on our different pages. Alhamdulillah, our videos are being watched by millions of viewers. Dawat Islami is also a unique organization as well. There is such a splendid diversity that the way Dawat Islami carries out the welfare activities for the Ummah. If we look at the COVID, at the time of the COVID pandemic, we delivered ready-to-eat meals and other foodstuffs to more than 10 million people. Cash was also distributed. not only in Pakistan, but also in South Africa, Kenya, Nepal, Bangladesh, India, and even in the UK, where the people were stuck in their homes during the lockdown. Ready-to-eat food was also delivered. In those days, another disaster was seen. If kids that have thalassemia aren't given blood, how could they survive? Blood was donated, and you would be surprised to know that so far 55,000 blood bags have been donated by Dawat Islami. This is such a noble work of Dawat Islami that has no example in the history of Pakistan. What is this Madani Home, VID viewers? Madani Home is an orphanage. Viewers, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, the first Madani Home is being built by Dawat Islami. If Allah Azza wa Jal wills, its branches will be founded across Pakistan. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami has also provided a Madani healthcare center. One branch has been built in Karachi, and many branches, inshallah, will be built in Pakistan and all over the world. And in these branches, inexpensive and standard treatment in light of Sharia are permitted will be provided. The climate in the world is changing, and according to scientists, the main reason is the deforestation. We have destroyed our systems ourselves. FGRF, the Department of Dawat Islami, raised a great slogan: plant a sapling, grow a tree. By Allah's grace, plantation drives are held in February and September every year, and so far we have planted 2.6 million saplings so far. They are growing, and if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, we will continue this job so that we can create the means of oxygen for the Ummah. There is also a huge number of disabled children in our society, as well as being around the world. People call them disabled, but we don't. We call them specially abled or differently abled children. The Department of Your Dawat Islami, FDRF, felt that this treatment is also expensive, but also not easily available. FRC, the Fazan Rehabilitation Centers. There are two branches in Karachi. One has been founded in Faisalabad, and many are in the progress. My dear viewers, the flood which struck in 2022 shook the entire Pakistan. Millions of people were affected, and hundreds of thousands of people were left homeless. If we talk about the current situation, in January 2023, 5 months have passed since the flood struck. Hundreds and thousands of people are still in the water. FDRF, the Department of Dawat Islami, hasn't forgotten these people. It is still doing relief activities. It is still supplying food and rations to millions of people. We have supplied tents to them, as well as helped them live in tent cities. We've given them religious education, as well as set up medical camps, not only for humans, but also for animals as well. For villages, animals are like their children. They were treated as well. Now the houses are also being constructed. Our target is to construct 12,000 homes. We realize that there are many, many areas that the water levels have not gone down. No matter what has happened, the water levels have not gone down, and as such, dewatering needs to take place. And this water has need to be pumped out. Having used these pumps and spent millions for diesel in many areas, we began the dewatering process. And you'll be surprised to know that in the last 50 days till January 2023, we have drained 1 billion gallons of water. And as a result of this, we have made 20,000 acres of land free from water as well. The flood-stricken people were being helped when a devastating earthquake struck Turkey, Syria, and other Muslim countries as well. Within 40 seconds, the earthquake caused a massive destruction. The conditions are dreadful in the aftermath of this disaster. Millions of people are still trapped in the debris. Thousands of deaths are being reported. Men, women, children, and the elderly persons are left destitute in the cold winter nights. During these critical conditions, the Department of Dawat Islami, FGRF, has not abandoned them. In no time, FGRF has started its relief operations there. We have made a target of providing relief services worth $5 million in different forms to the people of Turkey and Syria. And by the donations of the devotees to Rasul through FGRF, we pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to enable us to help those grief-stricken Muslims. Currently, there are around 52,000 employees of Dawat Islami in Pakistan and abroad. In this way, 52,000 families are associated with Dawat Islami, and all of them meet their daily life expenses by virtue of it. Dawat Islami is such a large organization, it's impossible to state and mention all of its activities within a few moments. For this, join any department of Dawat Islami and present your services. Let's do this act of goodness together. When such incredible religious activities for Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are being performed, we should also take part in such glorious activities. I hope and pray that you will also join your Dawat Islami.
It's Dawat Islami. It's a right to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's Dawat Islami. It's a right to rectify the people.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, mashallah, some of the departments of Dawat Islam, mashallah, alhamdulillah, I am part of Dawat Islam, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah. And some people will think of, yeah, you know, me, I know all of these things. And this is what a lot of people think, that, or, you know, he knows his path. He comes on Madinah, so he must know of this or know of this and know of that. My dear viewers, I don't know about many things. Because, and what's the reason for this? Because, alhamdulillah, this is a beauty in its own way. Because, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is so huge. There's so much work going on that even, you know, so many people themselves, they are astonished. They're like, wow. You know, there's this too, there's actually, we're doing work to this extent. Yes, we'll have an idea that this is happening, and now there's another department which is about these things, and this is what we are going to do. But as many people say, seeing is believing. That, you know, when we see it, honestly, me personally, it's my experience that one thing is hearing, yes, this is happening. But when you see it, and then it's truly amazing, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, the works of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is doing works in nearly every field, my dear viewers, honestly. And everywhere, alhamdulillah. Everywhere, all around the world. In all sorts of fields, my dear viewers. Dawat Islami is doing work, is trying to do more. The expenses of Dawat Islami are so much, spending so much money. Dawat Islami is not about saving your money, having a bank account and having a huge balance, you know, saving lots of money. No, it's all about spending the money. Alhamdulillah, doing work. And within that video, how many things did we see? There were so many things. Whether it be, you know, bringing people towards Islam, whether it be the media departments themselves, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, Allahu Akbar. The works of Dawat Islam, alhamdulillah, are huge. The works of Dawat Islam, alhamdulillah. Yes, alhamdulillah. This we should say with pride, with happiness. Yes, alhamdulillah, you know, and we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Because where so many other people, you know, where we are lacking in so many different places, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is trying to make up for this. Dawat Islami is trying to excel in such fields. Alhamdulillah, azzajal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Dawat Islami more success. May Allah Ta'ala grant Dawat Islami the ability to do more work for the deen, to do more for the poor, to help more people, to teach more people, to build, to make more masajid. And inshallah, as well as more scholars, more huffaz, more memorizers of the glorious Quran, more individuals reciting and reading the glorious Quran. Inshallah, Allahumma. I mean, you too, my dear viewers, please do pray for Dawat Islami. Please do pray for Dawat Islami. You know, the prayer is a weapon. Prayer, my dear viewers, dua is a weapon. Pray for Dawat Islami, really. Never think that, oh, you know, and that this is in fact something which a lot of people think. What many people think is that these people are, you know, knowledgeable people, so they're just going to pray for us. No. You pray for them too. You pray for them too, inshallah. Why? You know, prayers are a weapon. Don't forget, and we don't know whose prayer could be accepted at what time of the views of Madinah, inshallah. Please do pray for Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, the leader of Dawat Islami, the Sheikh, our Sheikh. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ali Sunnah Dawud Barakatum Aliyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a long and a healthy life. And Madi Vilza Mandasha, as well as all the Zimadaran, those responsible individuals from the Shura and, you know, so many individuals. But do remember, again, you know, it goes without saying, Madi Vilza, we cannot miss this, that these are just the male figures we are seeing. There are also many, mashallah, Islamic sisters out there who are doing so much work without Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant more individuals ability to join and to do these works too. But please do remember, please do pray for Dawat Islami, inshallah, azzawajal. Pray for all of those playing a part in Dawat Islami, inshallah, azzawajal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we're speaking about the female companions. Yes, they have played a huge part. And I would like to mention one more example, inshallah, and this is that of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ummi Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anha. She had accepted Islam whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst many people had migrated from Makkah al-Mukarrama to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. This is when she had accepted Islam. And she was actually another noble woman of the Quraysh. Ummi Shariq radiallahu anha was a noble woman of the Quraysh. So, naturally they wished to kill her, but they couldn't kill her. Because what you must understand, my dear viewers, is, and this is, this will answer many questions. Some will think, now why didn't they torture the Prophet so much? Well, how come nobody ever killed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One is no doubt, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting him. But there must also be physical ways, wouldn't there? And the reason is, my dear viewers, due to the tribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was from the Banu Hashim. Now, attacking or killing, trying to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lead to a war. It would lead to tribal warfare, my dear viewers, which they had enough of, they were tired of. And they were, especially the Banu Hashim, they did not wish to go to war with the most noble of all tribes. And this is our pride. You see, even Abu Lahab, who was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a great enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was from the same tribe. So even he would attack anybody who ever tried to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was their tribal pride which they had. They had so much pride that they would never allow anybody else to do this. So this was the effect that a tribe would have. And this, in fact, helped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I was saying, Hazrat Umm Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anha, Madi views of Madani Channel, she belonged to a noble tribe. She was a noble woman, so they couldn't kill her. So they thought, okay, then we'll make life difficult for her, and we'll just send her to Medina Sharif, we'll send her to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And this is what they did. They took her, but they made life difficult for her. They would not give her drink, any water. I'm not speaking about, you know, other drinks, fizzy drinks and whatnot, no. I'm speaking about water. They would not give her water. They would not give her food. They had her shackled tied, making life difficult for her. They made her ride on such a camel which had no a saddle or anything to it. So really it hurts. I'm telling you, it's not easy to be sitting on, especially long distance. This was what, on a horse, from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara at a very fast pace. It takes about 3 days. So this was a good, 5-day to 7-day journey in such a situation. Allahu Akbar. This was the difficulty she went through. And they told her, yes, renounce her religion, but she did not. She remained strong to her faith. Alhamdulillah. She remained strong, my dear viewers. And she prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt, is a provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided her with water from the heavens, my dear viewers. And she was given a first sip. Yes, she was given one small sip. And then as she regained some sort of energy, then she was able to drink. And then that is a pitcher, a pot of water, which had come, that had risen back and gone back to the heavens. Why? Because she was strong in her faith. When you are strong, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you, my dear viewers. And the other people, they saw that when I given her no food, no water, look at her. She's rejuvenated. She's so strong. She's normal now. She has water. No, because she spilled some of the water on herself. She's wet. We're in the middle of the desert. Where did this water come from? Did you escape and steal our water? She says, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me water. First they think of, this must be some sort of joke. And then they say, if this is the reality, then Allahu Akbar, then your God, your religion must be true. But they doubted her. She must have stolen our water. Let's go have a look at our water. There was no change in their own water. Their own water was as it was before. It remained as it was. And due to this action, due to her strength, her faith, due to this, they had also, the entire, you could say, qafila, the entire group had also accepted Islam. And they had traveled to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the views of Madani channel, the women companions, these are just a few examples. There are many examples to be given. So many examples to be given, my dear viewers. These are just a few examples of female companions. And this is specifically companions. And yes, there are many more. Inshallah, we shall have this topic again another time. And we shall speak about other companions, female companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my dear viewers, inshallah, just a few lessons to be taken. That the actions they had performed and the effects they have had. The sister of Hadith Umar ibn Khattab radhiallahu anha, or radhiallahu anhuma, both of them, she had brought Hadith Umar to the deen, to Islam. Due to what? Due to her faith. Hadith Sumayya radhiallahu ta'ala anha, the difficulties she went through. Hadith this individual we were speaking about, Hadith Umm Shariq radhiallahu ta'ala anha, the difficulties she went through, the hardships she went through, but yet she was strong to, and she was faithful, my reviews. She was strong in her faith. And this is the most important thing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength in our faith too. My reviews, please do not forget, alhamdulillah, one thing we must understand is, yes, it's not seen, is it? There's many things. The majority of the time, the people in the background, they are not seen because they're in the background. Those people are not seen, but those people are having a huge effect. And the female companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a huge effect. They had a huge effect. But what was so important to that? What was so important to that? The factor was their faith, their strong faith. This is something which may Allah Ta'ala grant us a share of that too, inshallah azza wa jal. Because when you have strong faith, my dear viewers of Madinah Shalom, then we're not worried about sustenance. Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us. We're not worried about, worldly things. Because we know that they are continuing, they are temporary. And we shall be leaving this world for the eternal abode. What's the most important thing is our deen, is our religion. Firstly, love. Having true love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teaching our children that we must love. Ask your children, who do you love the most? And tell them you should love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you should love him the most. You should love him more than you love yourself. You should love him more than you love your parents. More than you love your brothers, your siblings. Your children, more than you love anybody else, your friends, whoever it may be. You should love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than you love food, more than you love, cold water on such a hot day, more than anything else you may have, you may own. The most important thing is love for the greatest of mankind, the messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We must leave it there, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Please do continue to recite the Rushif upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. That's all for now. Inshallah, we shall be returning. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine.